This is Nursing in America. Each week we speak with incredible nurses who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. This is the second part of a two-part episode, so make sure you go back and listen to part one first.
Welcome to Nursing in America. I am your host, Tanya Friedman, Chief Executive Officer here at Kinetics USA. I've invited Luciana Da Silva to be the guest host for a few episodes. She'll be speaking with nurses now living in America to figure out what life is really like. Enjoy.
Today, I'm speaking with Sid. He moved to Tampa Bay from Naga City in the Philippines to work as a critical care nurse. Let's see how it went.
Whenever you're working in the hospital, do you work with a lot of immigrants who are getting treatment and they don't know how to pay? What do you say? What do you do? Do you see that?
Honestly, I've been taking care of most of them. They grew up here, so not really an immigrant. So I'm not really, because most of immigrants that are most patients. Immigrant patient that I have, they have a good health benefits, because but so most of the people who really can afford and having this difficulty are those people who really live here because of a lot of comorbidities or a lot of stuff going on in their life. I noticed here in the United States, I've been having a lot of patients having addictions, withdrawals from alcohols, and depression, suicidal intent. So they're those people and there's a real challenge in those aspect, which is you at first I can't really understand, but. I can't really understand them, but try. If you have those patients, just keep in mind that they did not become like that if they did not experience anything that causing them, leading them to do that. So it's more on depression and stuff like that. It's just, in the Philippines, not that a lot of patients that I work with those cases, but. Here we have veterans who have mislead to alcoholism, stuff like that. So, it's more than not really immigrants having a hard time.
Yeah, it's we have a horrible drug and depression and everything culture here.
Yeah.
Very, very different. It's really, really sad, actually. But, that kind of brings me into something else that, cultural differences, right? Obviously, different habits and things like that is off over here. But in terms of the main cultural difference that you feel between yourself and the other nurses in your hospital, what are the main differences there with the American nurses and yourself culturally?
So during my first few weeks, in a hospital, I've been just trying to feel what vibes they have, what atmosphere, what how they act, how they tell jokes, if they're gonna accept your jokes, how they interpret things. Because I experienced different. I experienced the difference of people. In the South and people in the East, you're gonna see how their attitudes and their work attitudes. So you need to observe and feel the atmosphere for a few weeks, 3 weeks, and don't assume that they're going to interpret the things that you want to tell them. So always, I think it's just to be more sensitive in my part. Because here in Florida, there are a lot of immigrants here, right? So there's a lot of culture differences. So, and I've been having those different patients. So you need to observe how they take things. Like, sometimes I can throw a joke to my colleagues and they're going to take it as a joke. But if they're like really serious on things, just don't do it. It's a culture is not really a culture difference, not really a big thing. I think you just need to be sensitive enough and see or learn from people. Because even though they have this culture, but they don't practice it, you know? So yeah. I don't know how to explain, but I hope you understand. I'm sorry.
No. And then, you know, what you have to get, but like, I grew up with, my family is from Brazil. And because my father's also in medical care, we ended up in Alabama. So I grew up as a Brazilian girl, brown girl in Alabama, where nobody understood, no one accepted. And so I know that me and my family, we went through a lot of prejudices, especially with my dad in his hospital that he was working in, and me in school. And it's sad, but that happens a lot in the United States. Did you have to deal with any of that yourselves? You said you're in Louisiana. I mean, not to.
Yeah, I also experienced like that, but I just ignored them. And I actually pleased them. Like, when they're in good mood, I reach out to them. It's expected. I'm not saying like it's really 100% expected, but just don't take it up personally. Just ignore it and focus on your work. And once they see your work is like, if you're a good nurse, you're doing your job, they're gonna love you. And when you have your first week here, I think it's advisable to not talk too much. Just as I said, just keep on observing until you get to know them. Yeah.
What's your favorite English slang? What's your favorite American slang words?
I'm still like a Louisiana kid. Like, I worked there for 3 years, and yeah, I pretty much, because people in the South are you're gonna observe them. They're more like friendly, approachable, and are happy. Even they have different culture differences, but they're always gonna ask if you're okay, stuff like that. People in the East are probably like serious. you have to be careful, and just they're more on goal oriented. Like, you need to do this, that, and I think that, as I said, different place. Atmosphere, environment, but yeah, I did not have a hard time dealing with it.
I had one nurse that told me that their favorite phrase that they learned in the South, it was, they said, "Lord have mercy." They would always say, "Lord have mercy." That's like the Southern phrase. Did you learn any phrases like that?
Not really. The how they ask people if they're okay, like, how are you doing, how are you all, like their accent, like their knives is knives. Getting the knives for me. So yeah, simple things.
Everything's wider.
Yeah.
Everything wider.
Yeah. Yeah. I think also the same in Alabama, I guess. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, yeah, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, they're pretty much the same accent.
Yeah. Well, this was really great. So just one more thing. If you could give one piece of advice, someone is coming and you could say, I give you one one piece of advice that we haven't already talked about, what would that be? It could be anything.
Anything, like all in life, like that, all in practice. Okay, so I realized that you all have three currencies in life. We have the time, we have the knowledge, and we have the money. So if your goal is knowledge, you need to invest time and money for that. If you need more time, you need money and knowledge. That means you need to study graduate school like nurse practitioner, and you need to spend money for that education. If you need money, you need to have a good knowledge, education, and time. That means you need to have time for your graduate schools like that. So I mean, like, this is the thing that I realized, that those three currencies in life. Like, as of now, I'm like focusing on the knowledge. I'm trying to work with my masters. I was able to move to a smaller hospital. So that means it will be less busier, so I have time. And money, I was able to get a sponsorship from them. Like, they're willing to like give 10,000 per year, total of 20,000 for the whole master's degree. So I think the one that I like will be a total of 35K. So I'll be like having 15,000 out of my pocket, which is good. So that's my goal right now, the knowledge. So once I get the knowledge, you're gonna have more, I guess, money, more time, because you're gonna work less because you'll be starting to have this higher position in your facility if you have this education. So those currency in life, and time, money, and knowledge, if it makes sense.
That is amazing advice, and congratulations on the master's. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm still working on it. And yeah, I will be moving to a smaller hospital because we'll be moving to that area here. Yeah, I was we were able to purchase a house. I mean, it's a pre-construction. So we'll be moving there. It will be ready on April, end week of April. So.
You just bought a house. You didn't say anything about that.
Yeah, we can discuss it if you want.
Tell me about the house. How did you find a house? How did you get a mortgage?
First thing first, you need to choose the place that you want to put roots in. Like, so you're gonna stay longer, 10 years probably. You need to buy a house, and the best thing to know that is to stay in a certain place for a while, like at least a year. The only thing that we've not done that I've been like staying here on Florida for 10 months. The only thing I didn't done that because my wife is pregnant, so we need to settle. But so yeah, renting and paying the apartment rent is not worth it. Like, the mortgage is cheaper than the apartment lease. So, so I choose the area. It's advisable to not buy a house in a city because it's busy. So I chose the area like 30 minutes away from the city. It's a little laid back. It's a developing area. So it's a good thing. We bought it in a cheaper amount. Now you're selling their houses in like more than the one that we paid off. Also, the mortgage, you need to have a good credit score and enough saved money because they're gonna check your bank account. And you need to have a permanent job. So if you're a traveling nurse, they're usually not gonna decline your loan. Like, I have a friend who's been traveling for almost a year. He's been applying for a mortgage loan. He's been declined for a couple of times for the reason that he don't have a permanent job. I think traveling is like a contract job. So now he's trying to find a hospital where he's going to stay longer. You need to consider the school, the commute from your job, your work. So that one will be like 10 minutes drive away from the hospital that I'll be moving in. I'll be starting there April 11th. So it's like 10 minutes drive. The school is good. Both public and private are good. The community is good. It's more like sort of retiree place. So it's kind of like people is just enjoying their life, like retired people. So the crime rate as well. And the basically area, like near the shopping center, near the mall, near the interstate. And that's it. The crime rate, school, the area. And if you have a good credit score and you have a good bank account, the best time to buy a house is now, like because I was told before the interest rate goes, the APR goes like 5 to 7, and now it's just went down to like between 2.5 to 3. And with buying a house, it's the loan is gonna tell you the monthly pay per month, but it does not include the tax per month, the insurances. So you need to like have enough slack for your budget. So
what about like the inspection part? Because usually like, you know, inspection. You put the offer, right? You put the offer on the house and then they accept the offer.
Oh, yes, ours is like pre-construction.
Oh.
So it's all new. It has a 10-year warranty. When it comes to inspection, they're going to walk you around for, they call it inspection. So during that time, you need to take pictures of all the, you know, the wirings, the water pipes, because just in case you come to the point that you need to do some project, do some a little renovation in your house, though we have those, like, things that detects wires and stuff, but it's nice to have an image of where they were located. And they usually, the new thing I found out that they also have this pest control system. It's like a tiny wires with small holes in it where the pest control people can inject their pesticide outside from outside. They don't need to come in the building. Yeah, so that's a new thing for me. Like, oh, this is a new technology.
What?
they show it out, show us to during the inspection. So it's a cool thing that I found out.
And in Florida, you need pest control, that's for sure.
yeah, you're gonna have all the insects here. Yeah.
And you said that, like, it needs it, you know, because close to schools. Congratulations on the baby.
Oh, thank you.
When's the baby due?
August. He's 20 weeks. I know, exactly 20 weeks.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
So how did you go about like trying to find out what's the good school? Because you want to go out there and...
The same thing, Google, check the reviews, and once you see the school, you can check it by yourself. I think you're gonna learn more, like personally learn more if you have a kid that you will be enrolling to that school, because you'll be like talking to the the people, like the principal there, but right now it's not yet appropriate for me because I don't have someone to enroll in. So I just did a Google and the area is going to show you the education star, like 2-star, 3.5 stars. So it's just all in Google, like Google review. Everything is there.
All the Google gods, right?
yeah.
yeah. Just to ask you one last question, though. This is also fantastic. You know, I've heard a lot of people come here with this idea of the American dream. What did you feel was the thing that you said, when I get that, when I do that, I will have reached my American dream? What was it, and have you reached it?
So no, not yet. Not yet. Still, I'm still working on it. I think for me, the American dream is when you're earning enough for your money and saving enough, and you have time to, you know, to spend time with your family. If you're working hard and you're earning hard, but you're too busy with your work, not having enough time to your family, like it's not really like a dream. So I think for me, like less hour work and have more hourly pay rate, and then more time to the family, you know, with the family. Yeah, I think that would be the American dream for me. As a nurse, I realized you need to like work on your education. When I had my certification, like CCRN, that's the time that I've been having a good hourly rate offers, and they value nurses with certified nurses and more education credentials. Yeah, you can work as a manager where you can just work like office hours, like 9 to 5, and you can have spend time with your family, pick up your kids, stuff like that. And you have a more hourly rate. So yeah.
That's another way to do it.
I think that's the American dream.
Capitalism, that's the American way, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Make money, work, have your life, right?
And invest, you know. Invest.
Great. Well, is there anything else you want to add, Sid? Any other big piece of advice?
I think we've tackled most of them. Taxes.
Taxes. Okay. Yeah. Tell me about taxes. How did that go?
So taxes, if you're single. So if you're coming here with your family and you're the only person, if I'm the only person working, you can, because we had a mistake this year. So last year I was the only one working and my wife is not working. So I changed my W-4 election to just me working, but we're going to file, we're going to jointly file tax. And then this 2020, she started working and I don't know that I need to update it. Like there's an option that both you and spouse is working. So what happened was, we owe money to the IRS, so we need to pay them. But when it comes to tax, if you're gonna analyze it, it's just the same thing. If you get more money, you're gonna have a refund. If you have, more money from every paycheck, you're gonna have you need to pay them. But if you have they're getting a lot of tax in your paycheck, I'm probably going to have a refund. It depends. It also depends on the state. Like in Florida, we don't have a state tax. We only have federal tax. So I think in Louisiana, they have state tax and Florida tax. So every time you file your yearly, you'll get a state and federal filing. So two types of filing. Other than that, with the tax...
Did you get a CPA or you did it online?
We've been using HR Black. HR Black, yeah. My first year here, I used the TurboTax. The only thing I don't want with TurboTax is I'm the one who's going to put on all the numbers. Then going to HR Black, you just give them a copy of your W-2. you're going to ask you some questions, then that's it.
It's a lot easier.
Yeah, I hate numbers. Yeah. That's why I pursue nursing, because I'm not good at math.
That's why I do marketing. I understand. Yeah. I just ended up getting a CPA. I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
It's fine. You just do it.
Yeah, and they're gonna ask you for the same fee. So,
yeah, it's gonna be all the same. See, was there something else? Yeah, because Florida, you don't have to pay the income tax. Lucky. There's like 7 states in the United States that there are no income tax, and Florida is one.
Yeah,
so it's very high.
Yeah, so each state has its pros and cons. So you just need to like figure out which one you can deal with and the advantage. And, you know, I think there's no like perfect state in the United States. No.
Absolutely not. Where's the favorite place that you visited here? Have you gotten to do any traveling?
Oh, Chicago. Way back before pandemic, 2018. Yeah. 2018. It's like Chicago is like a New York layback atmosphere, and they have a good transportation. So we always, I think during that time, we only spent like a $20 card where you can use it with the buses, the trains, and we were able to visit different places there with just that transportation card. And yeah, RTA, I think RTA, it's RTA card. Yeah, Chicago is nice, but it's cold. It's just nice to visit, but not nice to live in for me, because I don't like cold places.
Yeah. Chicago's really fun though, my town. Yeah, I live in, and there's not a lot of cities here that have really good public transportation. So it's like Chicago, New York, San Francisco. Mm-hmm. That's about it, really.
Yeah.
Like LA does, but it's not so good. Atlanta does, but it's not so good.
I haven't been in LA yet. I haven't been in California yet, because they said the traffic is really bad there. I don't want to stress myself driving in traffic. If I'm going to go to Disneyland, I can just go here in Orlando.
Oh, but if you come visit California, you got to rent like a convertible and then go that way. California life.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. How was your first driving test?
I have it back in Louisiana. I didn't really have attended any school. So it's not the ideal one. So if you're asking, it's not the ideal one. So usually, you need to go to a driving school, and they have this the classroom session, and after that they're gonna have an hours of driving session. You need to meet those hours, and once you completed and passed the written exam, completed the driving hours, the driving school is going to accompany you to the DMV. Or sometimes they just let you do it. You go to the DMV with a sealed envelope where those important, those needed documents are there. Just don't open it, and you just need to give it to the DMV with your identification, SSN, green card, if you need a passport too, just in case, and a 2 proof of address. Like something from the bank or a billing, proof of billing with your address and name. And then you're gonna do an eye test, eye exam. If you have any problem, after that, they're gonna take a picture of you. It only takes like half a day. And once you have those documents, you just go in line and everything is go smoothly. You'll have your license in within 4 hours, I guess. And then one more thing. So each state, they have this thing they call the valid ID. So dose validated is the one with the star on the, I think, upper left or upper right. So if you have a state ID, they're going to ask you, which one do you want to use as a valid ID? So when they say valid ID, you can use it traveling on the airports. You can just present it. Yeah, that's the one with the star. Yeah. So if you have a state ID and or a driver's license, just choose one, which one you're going to use. And if you're not rushing to get a state ID and you're planning to get a driver's license, just go with a driver's license and just don't get the state ID if you don't need to, you know, because you're just going to pay more. You're going to pay for the state ID plus the driver's license. Yeah.
That's a good piece of advice there, the whole valid ID. That's like a newer thing too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they've been asking that every time. Because at first I applied for a state ID. Then that state ID has the star. Then when I applied for a driver's license, they asked me which one is a valid ID. So I told them, are they not valid? So they asked me, no, you only choose one. So that one you can use if you need to travel within the United States and if they're asking for requirements, stuff like that. So they call it valid ID, the one with the star.
That's a good piece of advice. The one with the star.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Do you guys also do have the same thing?
Yeah.
We call it
the real ID.
Yeah, the real ID. Yeah.
That's what they call it. But they say that that's good, like, because people here go to Mexico a lot because we're in San Diego. So, like, mm-hmm. Mexico is like 30 minutes down the road, like Tijuana. That's nice. Yeah, it's fun. You need your passport to go. But then now with these like real IDs, they can scan it.
And that's it.
And then, they're trying to hope that that's it. But I think it's just now with every immigration at the border, it's still going to be the passport.
Oh, yeah.
So, always, right? But that's the overall idea. But yeah, the Mexico borders, that's its own thing. So
I know.
Yeah, and I like Tampa. I've been to Tampa before.
Oh really?
Yeah,
it's a nice place. It's a balance between work and recreation. Like, there's a lot of things to do here. You can do biking, hiking, go to the beach, and a lot of theme parks. Nice here. The clear water is nice. Their sand is very pure. I love it.
My fiance keeps telling me, he's like, we should move to Tampa. He keeps saying Tampa. Tampa, what Tampa? And he's like, I keep reading about it. It seems so nice. I said, yeah, it is though, because clear water is clear water. It has the name for the reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but there's an people in the clear water right now is just not really practicing the mask mandate. So just be careful with that. Yeah, they said people in Florida are like the people who don't wear masks.
Yeah, it's like COVID never happened in Florida.
Yeah, it is. It looks like that. Like they're eating. There are other people in the restaurants in clear water, so. Every time we visit that place, we're the only one who have the mask.
Have you been dealing with a lot of COVID patients? Like, have you, has that been like a thing this, like, I'm sure it has. What's that been like?
Yeah, the first month that the COVID hit, I think March 2020. So people are just really nervous and really, really afraid, but I think now we're starting to get this kind of burnout and getting used to it, but it's still dangerous. Like just last January, a nurse in Gainesville, Florida, she's like 31 years old, no health history, and got COVID, and now it's been banned for 2 months. So it's still dangerous. but people are getting tired of it. That's why they feel like they're getting used to it. Sometimes they just don't wear masks. And yeah, every time I have a COVID patient, the only negative thing is as much as we want to give the 100% care, we just can't. And some doctors don't even want to come inside the room because they're at first they're just doing the rounds outside. They just come in the room if they need to. It takes time for us to do the PPE. And I have my like full gear thing right now. Like before it's just a simple simple face shield. Now I've been using the facial that they use in welding. And yeah, the high end N95, but it works.
Well, I'm glad that you've stayed safe and healthy. And
I've been really thankful that this pandemic season we're still safe. And yeah, every time I go home, before I go to my car, I remove my scrubs and remove my shoes. I have my second set of scrubs in my bag. So you just need to be careful, even though I get it that people are getting tired, but it's still there. So yeah, and still rising. So yeah.
So keep protecting yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad. And you know, you have so much great things to share that I've just absolutely loved this. I mean, you came here, you ended up finding out how to buy food. So I love that you came. I told someone this. I said, I talked to the nurse and he came with a suitcase full of food. And it's just it's great. And then you're having a baby, you bought a house, you know, you're gonna get into the hospital, you're starting your master's. I mean, your life is rocking and rolling, Sid. It really is.
I hope everything good flow this year. Yeah, everything is not stable yet, you know, during this time. Mm-hmm. Everything can just change this now. So I'm still hoping everything's going to go well.
Well, you've got yourself on a great foot and you've got a lot going for you, and congratulations. Not a lot of people have these amazing stories to tell, and you do, and you're rocking it.
Thank you.
It was great to talk to you, Sid.
Okay, God bless you. Too. It's an honor. Okay, take care. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work here in the USA. We offer direct hire, meaning you will be sponsored and hired directly by American healthcare facilities. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.